Hi, welcome to Thomas Anonymous with Tommy Natoli. That's me. This week we all rang in a new year, and guess what? I'm a New Year's baby.
Yay, me!
Yeah, I had a birthday, and I'm going to tell you all about it.
But first,
there's some morning announcements, as usual. And the first and most important one is that Thomas Anonymous is now on Patreon. Am I saying that right? Patreon? I know it's not Patron, because I know how to spell that. I think it's Patreon. I should have researched that before I came on to record an episode. Anyway, people have been telling me to do this for a long time, and if you don't know what Patreon is, it is a way for... How do I explain this? It's a website. No, it's a way for creative artists to get paid for the work that they put out into the world. Newsflash, most of us expressive people do it for free because we love it, but our love is not free. For example, it costs me $14 a month just to be able to publish my podcasts and keep them online for people to enjoy for free. Now, $14 a month isn't that much, but if you add it up, we've been doing it for 15 months, you do the math, I'm not going to do it. Long story short, if you love this podcast, if you love the previous chapters, the current episodes, and if you have an extra $1 per month, it would be so awesome if you could help support this show. Patreon.com/Thomas Anonymous. That's the place to go. You can also find links to the Patreon page on my Facebook, which on Facebook you can find me under Thomas Anonymous or Tommy Natoli. And on Instagram, I'm at the Thomas Anonymous. And on, oh wait, no, there's not. I was going to say there's a link on there, but there's not. But the web address is on there. The link on my Instagram brings you to the podcast, so you're just going to have to figure that out. But if you want to just go directly there without any social media bullshit, just go to www.patreon.com/Thomas Anonymous. So much spelling, right? How do you spell Patreon? I don't know. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.com/Thomas Anonymous. If you don't know how to spell Thomas Anonymous, that means you don't know how to look down on your device, so I can't help you with that. That's your problem, not mine. But thank you, slash love you. But seriously, if any of you guys do support the show with Patreon, it means everything to me, and it will help me in deciding if I should keep doing this podcast. What? Yeah, that's right. If I don't get at least 14 of you motherfuckers to donate a dollar, I'm canceling the show. Me! That was me being evil. But honestly, when it comes to Thomas Anonymous, my tango with toxic masculinity, right now I'm really focused on the whole book thing and possible solo performance, but I'm also like living a life as a human being, which if you guys don't notice, is really fucking hard. So if you love this, give us a dollar. If you're a super high roller and you love it, you can choose a higher tier. What? There's tiers? Yeah, hello, it's Patreon. So basically you can donate a dollar a month, or if you're super rich, you can donate $5 a month. And if you do donate $5 a month, you'll get some extra stuff. You will get a shout out on air from me. I'll talk all about you, and and you'll also get special access to my private blog. Privates. And if you're like a super high rolling motherfucker with tons of money you just like to throw out into the wind, you could also choose the $10 tier. You could donate $10 a month, and with that tier, you get a special shout out on air from me, access to my private blog. Privates. And you'll get exclusive access to funny bloopers / gag reels from the show every month. So that means if you're in the high roller $10 club, you'll get special access every month to me fucking up on the podcast, which everyone loves. So I guess I have to go start that blog now, huh? What? Nothing. Okay, back to me. Real quick, this episode is late. I know it was supposed to be out last week, which was the actual week of New Year's, but my computer broke. Well, it didn't really break. Here's what happened. I went to go turn the computer on, and it wouldn't work. It wasn't charged, so I thought, oh, let me just plug it in, charge it up. Yeah, you would think that would fix it, but it didn't. It wouldn't even charge. I had to do that thing where you had to, like, molest the wire and, like, you know, like, I had to position the wire in a special way so that the light would go on and it would charge. But then, even after it was charging, the computer would not turn on. So I thought, okay, fine. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Let me just go get my boyfriend's laptop and I'll use that instead. Well, guess what? The birthday gods were not wanting me to use technology because his computer was doing the same thing, which is like totally impossible, right? I know. Yeah, so that was basically why the show didn't come out last week. And just like the way technology is, it all just started working. Like 3 days later, it was like, oh no, we're charging. We know what we're doing. So that's my excuse for not doing my homework. Okay. So I hope you're happy. So as I said at the top of the show, Happy New Year! Actually, I didn't say that at the top of the show. I just said it was New Year's. So we are all now officially in the game of 2019, and I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown. No, seriously. Hey, this show is all about the truth and telling the truth and sharing your story, and I've already been sworn in, so yeah, sorry, but it's true. I don't know what is going on with like this stagnant pond water, horrible, horrible feeling, but yeah, it needs to go away. It is going away. I go up and down. If you haven't figured it out, I'm half mentally unstable, half totally together. You know, I feel like sometimes I'm being held hostage by my own choices. Also, I think I fully have Stockholm Syndrome. Anyway, Happy New Year! So, it was my birthday! Yes, yes, yes! Me! Yes, 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 yeah! Okay, I'm gonna turn that down a little bit now. Because it was my birthday, and so I'm gonna tell you guys quickly about what I did on my birthday. And all of that great stuff. I don't know if this music's too loud or what, but who cares? So, I'm turning it down. So, I had a good birthday. I did a lot of stuff. I'm going to backtrack a little bit, because what I find most interesting about my birthday and everyone's birthday is like the stories we were all told about our birthday. Like, I used to be obsessed with, on New Year's Eve, I'd always harass my mother. Like, what was going on now? What were you doing now? Were you dilating? What's happening now? You know, I wanted like a timeline, step-by-step moment of my birth, which I'm glad I did as a kid, because now I don't know or talk to my mom. So it worked out because I wouldn't be able to ask her now. So what I love, and I talked about this the other night on stage, was I love how your mom and your dad will have totally different stories about like what happened to your birth. Like for me and my story, my birthday for my mom was all about the day before New Year's Eve, when she was out shopping, getting the after Christmas sales, and she had a lot of contractions that whole day. She was out at Northgate Shopping Center with my nana, and they were shopping, and my mom was like basically going into labor, but was such a fucking a bargain shopper, she didn't want to miss any of the sales. So she's like basically out at the stores, you know, contractions, ignoring, all while my grandmother, all right, this is like back in the early 80s, so this was back in the day when people could like switch price tags, and that was totally my nana. She'd be switching the price tags on items. Oh, that's $50? Guess what? It's 10 now. I love that side. And my mom's story is like so quick. It's all about the shopping, and then she's like, oh, and then at 8 o'clock that night, I went to the hospital, and then 6 in the morning, you were born. You were supposed to come out at midnight, but then you flip back around. That's like the most exciting part of her story. My dad's story, on the other hand, is far more entertaining, I feel like, because that night, it was New Year's Eve, 1982, about to be 1983, and my dad and my mom were having their first New Year's Eve party at their apartment. It was like their first big, you know, thing they were doing with the families and all of that. I don't know, at least that's what they said. They're probably lying. Who knows? Oh, the song's over. Great. Let's stop it before it decides to play something else. Apple Music. $10 a month. Remember to cancel that bullshit. Back to me. So yeah, my dad's story is all about how mad he was that he had to miss his New Year's Eve party. You know, if we haven't figured it out yet, my dad was a total booze bag, loved to drink. So the fact that he was supposed to have this kicking fucking awesome party, lined up, but then instead had to go to the hospital and sit there with his girlfriend, I guess, because they weren't married, but basically have to sit there and be in labor, was a total drag to him. He was not interested. And he told me that he spent the whole night trying to figure out a way to get to the party. And when he realized there's no way I can leave the hospital and go to this party, he then started to think of ways he could drink while there in the hospital. A true alcoholic, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so proud of him. But he said that he knew that the doctors and staff or the nurses or whatever, they were having like a small New Year's Eve party like in the staff lounge somewhere. So this motherfucker spent most of the night while my mom was in labor trying to find the room where the party was so that he could possibly score a drink. I love my dad. So, you know, that was his version of the story. And it all ended with me being born at 6:15 in the morning, although that time is really not for sure because they got it from my dad and we all know he clearly wasn't paying attention. But I'm grateful for both sides of the story. And then, you know, good for my dad. I was born at 6:15. He left at 7 a.m. because that's how dads roll. And he went directly to, I think, his house or my grandfather's house. I don't know. Long story short, I keep saying that. I feel like when people say that, it's definitely a long story that isn't short enough. But at the end of the day, or the beginning of the day, I guess I should say, my dad and my grandfather ended up having a drink together, even though I think my grandfather was supposed to be sober, but whatever. Yay me. So I always think of that story on my birthday, on New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day. My birthday is January 1st, for the record. It's New Year's Day. I was the first baby in Malden, Massachusetts, 1983. I have the picture to prove it. Also speaking of pictures and my birthday, so my grandmother gave me my Nana Kath, who I love, love, love forever and ever. God rest your soul. Love you so much. When I was like 6 or 7, she had a Polaroid of the day I was born. The hospital room, my mom, her 80s mullet, my dad, his leftover 70s afro. It was my dad, my mom, and me. And, you know, it was just, you know, a freshly born baby picture. And she gave it to me when I was 7 or 8 years old. And I was just like, so, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't know my dad. I didn't have a dad. So, I mean, that was just like, it meant so much to me, that picture. And then it got lost. Because my wonderful mother, who decided that this 7-year-old probably shouldn't be in charge of holding this photo, which is totally understandable, basically my mom held onto the picture. She told me she was going to hold onto it for safekeeping, and then it disappeared. And, you know, I hate to hypothesize here, but I'm pretty sure Fat Matt destroyed it. He had a lot of jealousy issues. So, basically, I saw that Polaroid once and never again. Ha ha ha! Yay! Sad stories. So, yeah, we just lived through the holidays, holiday depression. Oh, that was me. See, I didn't write a script. I just wrote down bullet points. This holiday season was hard for me. I was deeply depressed. And if you know me, you know that that happens. I go up and down. I'm like a roller coaster. Sometimes I'm great. Sometimes I'm in a pit of despair. And I wouldn't say that the holidays were a pit of despair because I did have a good little break and I have good people in my life. But it was different. You know, for the first year, I wasn't able to have my little sister come out. That's something that usually happens. She comes out. We have Christmas together. That didn't happen. And compared to last year, I had my best friend Kate out here. I had my little sister out here. So I felt like I had more happening last year opposed to this year, which was nothing. It was just me and my boyfriend, which is I'm grateful for. But it was different. And I was kind of bummed out about it. And, you know, when you're not home for the holidays, it's always a little sad. But, you know, life sucks. What are you going to do, right? But I got through it. The depressing holidays are over. And 2018 is over. And that was also... The end of 2018 also contributed to me being, you know, it was hard. I mean, look, I got fired back in October. Yeah, me. I got fired. I know. And you're probably like, oh my God, what'd you get fired for? And I tell everyone about this. In fact, I do it at open mics all the time. Shit canned, fired, done. I've been fired now 4 times in my life. The first 3 times were totally called for and justified. The fourth, I'm not so sure about. I got fired for gossiping. Oh yeah, you heard me. I'm a 36-year-old man and I got fired for gossiping. Pretty cool, huh? I know, I thought so too. And I worked there for like 6 years, actually 6 years, 10 months and 5 days, not that anyone's counting, but I did work there for that long. And I think it's crazy that I worked there for 6 years and it took them that long to figure out I'm a chatty Cathy. Hello, I've been talking shit this whole time. Where the hell have you guys been? But I really think and believe I got fired because of episode 24 of this very podcast. If you don't remember, go back and listen to it. It has the gay faggot Derek on there. And basically, gay faggot Derek was a coworker of mine, and he went and tattletaled on me. And, you know, of course, in my termination, they were not like, oh, you got fired because of episode 24. But I know it was because of episode 24. So, whatever. I have no regrets. I would do the episode again. And... love and light, go fuck your mother. And then last week I was at a party because I'm cool and I go to parties, and someone was there that listens to the podcast, and I love that when they're like, I love your podcast, and I'm like, oh my God, I love you. But we were talking about episode 24, Vegas Confessions, and he asked me, how did you know that Derek was lying? Well, first of all, I'm a witch and I have intuition, so right there, bam, I know. But second of all, and what I didn't Yeah, I was super high at the party, so I didn't remember this. So I'm going to say this now so that person can hear me. But basically, I knew he was lying because a year prior to episode 24 being recorded and all of that stuff happening, Derek, gay faggot Derek, he slept with one of the employees. He slept with this girl, and that girl, of course, told me everything, because everyone told me everything. And she told me that he told her about gay stuff that he had done. He basically told her, I'm a bisexual, I'm also with men, but I'm also with women. And fine, great, wonderful. But that's how I knew he was lying, because I had spoken to a girl who had slept with him, who had talked to him about his gay stuff, or his bi stuff, or whatever. And then when if you go and listen to the episode 24, Vegas Confessions, there's nothing gay in the stories, because he got scared, he was being recorded, and you know what, scared little faggot. I'm sorry I'm saying the F word so much, but you know, it's a new year. So that is that. And you know what? I'm glad I got fired, because it's those moments in life that you need. Like, it made me realize how miserable I was at that job. And it just helped me, you know, shake myself awake to go more down the path of things that I came here to do and not work at some fucking shit job with no benefits and no anything. So I'd like to say thank you for firing me, Les Surf and Suck. And one last thing I will say about being fired, because I am proud of being fired, just like I'm proud of quitting things. And that is, look, I was fired for gossiping. Actually, so in my letter of termination, it says, you are terminated for the following reason. Oh, sorry, I can't, my horrible accent's coming out. You have been terminated for the following, reasons. Ugh, can't talk. Basically, it said, for texting a coworker, quote, I hate name of company. I'd rather work at McDonald's, end quote. And it's true. I totally did send that text message to a fellow manager. And then that fellow manager went and showed the boss my text message. What a loser. So anyway, I think it's funny that I got fired for sending a text when really, this was my whole point. I forgot. It's crazy to me because yes, I worked there for 6 years and I was fired for this ridiculous reason when the whole time they could have fired me for a list of other things that I'd been doing. I had been doing some shady shit for years, and they never caught me, okay? And I wasn't fired for the shady shit, so the joke's on you guys. I'm not gonna say the shady shit I did, but just know that I did it, and I got away with it. So, me. New Year's Eve! That's right, New Year's Eve. What did you guys do? Oh, that's right, I can't hear you, so I'm just going to tell you what I did. Well, because I got fired, I've been doing odd jobs. I did work at this other place for a little while, but it was just, it was well put together. I mean, I liked the place, but it was just like, you know when it's over for you? Like, I'm just like, I don't do this anymore. I'm like, I don't do this anymore. So I quit that job. I was there for a few weeks. But we live in a day and age where thankfully technology exists and you can basically get fired one day and then sign up to be an Uber driver the next day. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing some Uber driving. And you know, I really hate when people talk about being an Uber driver like it's not a real job. Like, oh, you're just an Uber driver? That's not a real job. Like, excuse me, let's look at the facts here. I'm somewhere I don't want to be. I'm getting paid and I hate it. That's literally the definition of a job. And I will say that being an Uber driver now, I feel officially like a real comedian. That's an inside joke for everyone in LA because every fucking comic is an Uber driver or a Lyft driver. I'm not going to be racist. So yeah, I Ubered on New Year's Eve, picked up a lot of people, a lot of straight couples. Can I just say something about straight couples? Straight couples always fight about the same thing because I've had like 3 straight fights in my car now. And straight people are always fighting about jealousy. It's always the girl who's jealous of some girl at the party that they were just at. Why do you talk? But who would say that? Why did she put her hand up? Like, you know, just stupid shit. And vice versa. Like, or it's the guy jealous of another guy that was just at the party that was talking to the girl. And it's just like, oh my God, you guys, you're like a sitcom from 1985. Get out of here. What else happened on New Year's Eve? Oh, I got offered cocaine by a young gay twink, which is I realized that Uber is just like, all of the stereotypical cliche stuff we hate about society, it's all cliche and stereotypes because it's all true, okay? Like, every young gay twink that comes in my car wants to give me cocaine. All right, not everyone, just one, but I'm just saying. It happened. What else happened that was stereotypical and cliche? Oh, I picked up, this has happened multiple times. Where I pick up black guys, they make me turn the music up really loud, and then they start screaming the N-word really loud. And now I feel like my car is tainted because it's just been, like, blasted with the N-word, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys, I mean, you're right, I'm not gonna say anything, love and light, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but, like, Jesus. I will say the one stereotypical cliche thing that happened with black guys is that one time they left the car and there was a Magnum condom left on the floor. So I'm just saying it's true. Big dicks. And my last gripe here about Uber is everyone with their entitlement. Do you have a phone charger? Is there any water in here? Like, you guys, let's break this down. Uber is a taxi, okay? When you Uber, you basically just ordered a taxi cab through your phone through a very convenient app. You are paying for a ride. I am offering you transportation. Why? Where along the lines have we decided that Uber is now a part-time fucking hotel? Like, no, I don't have any water. You know why? Because I offered water a few weeks ago, and all you people just left the bottles in the car and made a mess of the thing. So guess what? You're not getting water anymore. You get a phone charger, and that's being nice, okay? Because I can take away that phone charger. This is not a hotel. This is a taxi cab. Take your entitlement and go get a fucking diary, all right? Do you guys know in hotels how they have on the doorknobs the little signs that say do not disturb? I want one for the back of my head. But don't cry for me, Argentina. Even though I'm still Ubering, I did get a shiny new grown-up corporate job. Yay! And it hasn't started yet, so we'll see. We'll see how long that lasts. All right, so moving on to my birthday, New Year's Day. What did I do? A bunch of stuff. I like to start my birthday by going to Starbucks to get my free birthday coffee. Yes, that's what I did. I woke up, I got super high, blazed, and then I headed out to get my free coffee, which was fabulous. And then, oh yeah, it's not over yet. Then after that, I headed out to get some free birthday pancakes. Yes, that's right. If you didn't know it, you could go to IHOP and get some free pancakes on your birthday. You can also go to, I believe, Denny's and get a free Grand Slam. But for me, I did sign up to get the free breakfast, but Denny's is a further drive away and there's an IHOP right here. So I decided to go for the free pancakes at the IHOP. It was the longest restaurant experience I've ever had in my life. It was not even worth the free pancakes. I think it took like 2 fucking hours. It was ridiculous. But I will say, on a positive side, I figured out what happened to the old Wareham Friendlies. It is now the IHOP in West Hollywood. Seriously, the building, everything. I felt like I was in 1998. I wanted them, I thought they were going to ask me smoking or non. Like, that's how old and weird this place is. But I kind of loved it for that reason. And, you know, and slow service just annoys me. Like, it's been at least 10 years since I worked in the restaurant industry, and I feel like I could still do better than most. I'm a cunt. Me. Next up on my birthday was the movie theater. So usually I like to go to Century City AMC. That's like my place. But I thought, you know what? It's my birthday. Let's do something special and go somewhere I've never been. So I decided, and I'd recently been told by some lady in my Uber driving that the El Capitan, whatever. It's the fucking Muppet Theater in Hollywood, okay? You know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, I don't care. Someone told me that theater was so cool. You know, the tickets were more expensive, but it was very Disney. And they, here's what they told me. That the theater seats are like lounge chairs and that the staff comes and brings you all the stuff, like the concession stuff you ordered. So I thought, oh, well, that's a special birthday treat. Maybe we'll go to that theater. You know, I don't go to Hollywood. That's not like something I'm ever interested in. But it was my birthday, so I figured, let's do it. So we did, and it was horrible. I mean, look, that theater is beautiful, it really is, but like the seats are horrible, because I think they're still from 1921. They were the most uncomfortable theater seats I've ever sat in. It was hot, super hot. I've never been in a theater that wasn't totally AC'd to the nines, you know, and I'm usually freezing my ass off in a movie theater, but this was quite the opposite, and I couldn't enjoy the movie, and the movie was Disney's Mary Poppins, and I, of course, was, like, super into seeing it, and I think it's a good movie. I just only made it through an hour of the movie because then I looked at my boyfriend and I was like, let's get the fuck out of here because I have like a seat up my ass and it's 500 degrees in here and it's my birthday. Why am I wasting my birthday doing this right now? So I went to the movies and I left. Thanks, Mary Poppins. I mean, it was good. The first hour was good, except for that when they're going to bed scene and I almost fell asleep. But, you know, what are you going to do? So happy birthday me. That was my day. And, you know, now it's 2019. What's to come? What's the resolution? I don't really do resolutions because I'm realistic. Also, I feel like I'm always in resolution mode. Like, ever since I was a kid, it's always been like, okay, I have summer vacation. I'm going to lose 40 pounds and I'm going to go back to school in the fall and I'm going to be a totally new person and everyone's going to love me. And, like, it never happened. So I've always been pretty realistic about resolutions. Honestly, I'm, you know, for this year, I just want to do more podcast episodes. I'm focusing on the book happening and the solo show. You know, I found someone that could help me do it, but now I just need to not procrastinate and stop worrying about money. And gosh, you know what would help with money? My Patreon page. Yep, one more plug. Patreon.com/Thomas Anonymous. Okay, so that is basically the show today. It was a little solo episode just to bring you up to speed on what I did on my break and what's to come in this new year with this show. I have a lot of really cool people lined up to come on the show. People that have been on the show before, new people that you haven't heard from but are super funny and amazing and talented. That's all happening. Okay, so real quick, you know how at the end of the shows now I'm asking guests that those 10 questions that I stole from Inside the Actor's Studio? Well, I thought to myself, no one's ever going to ask me those questions. So I decided to interview myself with those questions. And let's listen to that. These are the questions that I stole from Inside the Actor's Studio because I do what I want. Here we go. What's your favorite word?
My favorite word. I should have probably thought of these answers before I started this activity. My favorite word, awesome.
What is your least favorite word?
Oh, God, I don't know. My least favorite word, best.
What turns you on?
Somebody else cooking. Like, my secret fantasy right now is, like, the idea of a man just cooking for me in, like, the kitchen. And, you know, I'll do some dishes, or vice versa. I think that's also something that turns me on. It's like, I would be cooking, and then, like, someone cleans. Like, that gets me wet.
What turns you off?
Oh, God, I have to pick one thing that turns me off. Not listening. People not listening. People not fucking listening in all aspects of your life, from the people that are in your life for 2 seconds to the people that you live with. People not fucking listening.
What sound do you love?
I don't know why I'm doing that voice, but I did it once, so now I have to commit. The one thing that I love to hear, it sounds so cliche, but I love just hearing Piggy sleep. I love when he makes like a snort noise or like a little herf while he sleeps. Like that. Oh, I love that.
What sound do you hate?
Besides that voice I'm doing, I hate the sound of people outside being loud and obnoxious. I hate the sound of, I don't know, I guess that would be it. No, I mean like the TV while you're trying to fall asleep. That's annoying.
What's your favorite curse word?
I'm not going to say favorite because curse words are like my children. I can't pick a favorite, but I will say the one I use the most is fuck or fucking or, you know, fuck of any kind.
What profession other than yours would you like to attempt?
I'm still attempting my profession. So I'll get back to that one.
What profession would you not like to do?
I've had many jobs, which is a whole nother episode that I'm going to do, but I never worked in retail, and I don't think I ever would or could.
So take that. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You are stupid. I think Piggy's making a herf noise right now. No, I don't believe that it will be like that. I don't think there will be a god of, I think that's a whole other episode. We should talk about what we think happens when you die. But I don't think it'll be that. But if, for some crazy reason, that is what happens, and when I die, I'm at the pearly gates, first of all, I will be so happy that I'm at the pearly gates of heaven and not hell. And then, you know, whatever God wants to say is fine. Like, I guess I'd like him to say that was funny. That was funny.
Yay! That's my short and sweet New Year's episode. Actually, New Year. I don't think it's New Year's. That annoys me. Anyway, remember, if you want to help the show out, go to www.patreon.com/ThomasAnonymous. If you want to keep up with me and my life, follow me on Instagram at TheThomasAnonymous. A big thank you to bensound.com for all the music in my show. Thanks to all of you for listening and downloading and sharing and subscribing and commenting and all of that fun stuff. You guys are all awesome. I hope you all have a fantastic 2019, and I will talk to you guys next week, unless the computer breaks, but probably next week. Okay, bye.